Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. All this week, we've been talking about the word burden, or the plural burdens. This word is deeply rooted in the Bible, and Christian people are commanded to bear one another's burdens. We have uncovered this word in the New Testament letter of Galatians. In the last few days, we have carefully studied the context of what it actually means to bear a believer's burden. I hope you've been here all week. If not, be sure and go to the WEZ website and get each broadcast as a podcast. They're free for you to download, and they're there waiting for you now. Just go to 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com, and learn all about what the Apostle Paul said about bearing one another's burdens in Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. As we have learned, this bearing of burdens focuses on providing spiritual welfare, love, and care to other Christians, specifically other Christians who have sinned against us and who are repentant for their sin. And if you have spent any time at all in a church, then you know this happens frequently. Is it possible that this morning or this evening you sit offended by someone who has sinned against you? You are hurt, legitimately so. But the person who sinned against you is expressing sorrow and has even asked for your forgiveness. If this describes you, will you pick up the phone and call that person and accept their apology, their repentance towards you? And will you genuinely forgive him or her or them? I ask you to seriously consider this. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." And the law of Christ is love, to love your neighbor as yourself. One day, you too will fall into some sin. You will offend God and others with your behavior. And when that day comes, won't you want Christ and the people you have sinned against to forgive you and bear your burden? I think you will. Well then, now is the time, right when this broadcast and podcast ends, to pick up the phone and call the persons who have asked you to forgive them. Do forgive them and help that other Christian bear their burden. Will you do this? And then let me speak to those of you in churches where there are people who are holding grudges against one another. Do you have a passion, an abiding sense of purpose to see those grudges dealt with and those relationships restored? Well then, according to God's word, there is something you can do. Lovingly approach the people involved and urge them to forgive one another and love one another. If you'll do this, you'll be actively obeying God by helping to bear the burdens of these others, by helping them to deal with their sins. You can be used of the Holy Spirit to reestablish some unity in your church. There are many churches in which unity needs to be restored, and you can help with this. As you listened this week, maybe you thought by bearing one another's burdens, I'd talk about loaning someone money or offering counsel to a friend going through a hard time, something like that. But instead, the Bible itself, Galatians 6, led us to talk about helping a repentant Christian to be restored after being forgiven for sin. Well, I only teach that which the Bible is saying. And by bearing one another's burdens, Paul meant what has been said. And so I pray that you and I will now obey that which we have understood. Join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.